when anti-aging products speed up skin aging. An ingredient commonly used in cleansing and anti-aging skincare products could lead to sun sensitivity and make your skin age faster. With more women, and even girls, using skincare products, dermatologist Dr. Brooke Jeffy is concerned they are unaware of the potential for making skin sensitive. For people who use certain skincare products, we need to be sure that we're using sunscreen and sun protection, she told the Epoch Times. Sensitive to sun. Concerns about sensitivity to skincare products stem from a group of active chemical ingredients called alpha hydroxy acids that facilitate skin shedding and are sometimes added to change the pH of a product. HAs can be found in all types of products, cleansers, toners, serums, peels, masks, exfoliants, and moisturizers, as well as in prescriptions specifically marketed for acne, scar removal, and skin lightening. They are also often used in anti-aging products, since their exfoliating ingredients help smooth fine lines, as well as improve skin texture and tone. Glycolic and lactic acids are the most common AHAs. Among others found on ingredient labels are citric acid, hydroxycaprylic acid, and hydroxycapric acid. Using AHAs for 4 weeks was found to increase sun sensitivity by 18% and roughly doubled sensitivity to UV-induced cellular damage, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's consumer guidance. The FDA noted that a cosmetic-type cream base could cause AHAs to penetrate the skin more deeply. Sensitivities caused by AHAs are reversible, and UV sensitivity returns to baseline a week after ceasing product use, according to the FDA. HA products themselves are generally required to carry a warning to inform consumers to exercise care with extra sun exposure. According to the American Academy of Dermatology Association guidelines, people should wear sunscreen when outside and reapply it generously and frequently, stating that it will prevent premature skin aging and skin cancer. Some sun is good. Board-certified family medicine physician, Dr. Ellie Campbell, told the Epoch Times that she doesn't interpret the warnings to mean not getting sun exposure at all. Dermatologists have always had the message, protect your skin from burning. Over the years, that sort of morphed to, protect your skin from the sun at all costs, she said. Our bodies need sun. A case should be made that we should protect our skin from burning, but I think that's where the nuance lies. Those who aren't getting enough sun for adequate vitamin D levels can supplement or get it from their diet. Fish and dairy products offer high levels of vitamin D, which is also found in fruits and vegetables. Campbell noted that most everyone can protect themselves from getting sunburned while enjoying the benefits of the sun. She provided some tips. View the morning sun, which can help regulate circadian rhythm. Get midday sun exposure to improve mental alertness. Watch the sunset, which cues the body for evening, relaxation, and sleep. Get 10 to 20 minutes of daily sun exposure without any sun protection, being mindful of burning. Use shade in clothing, long pants, sleeves, a hat, and sunscreen on exposed skin to block extended periods of sun exposure. I'm fairly fair-skinned, and I will burn easily if it's not protected, Campbell said. My friends say I dress like a nun in the sun. That's because I don't want to get sunburned, and I don't want to wear sunscreen. The body, including the skin, brain, and eyes, has photoreceptive cells so that we can receive health benefits from the sun, and it should be a person's choice to accept solar aging in favor of the benefits of sunlight, she added. Dermatologist Dr. Marvin Rappaport noted that the beauty industry often sells a fear of wrinkles, which are a normal part of aging. Sunscreen should be worn for long-term midday exposure, such as a day at the beach, and not as an everyday essential, he said. What is this ubiquitous, outrageous use of sunscreen's floppy hats everywhere the women are going? Rappaport asked. We need sun for well-being. We need sun for all kinds of things. Everything in moderation,